boys ready?
Ready.
We'll ride in fast and hard, out of the west, so the sun will be at our backs.
He pulled his Winchester 44-40 carbine out of his saddle boot, levered around into the chamber, and loosened the hammer thong on his Colt sidearm. Henry Brown put his reins in his teeth and pulled a greener 10-gauge short-barreled shotgun from his saddle boot, filling his pockets with extra shells. John Middleton filled both of his hands with pistols and stuck a third in the front of his pants behind his belt for quick access.
For the kid.
And for all the other men these bastards have killed.
They leaned forward in their saddles and spurred their mounts, bounding over the ridge to ride out of the sun straight into the outlaws' camp. Several men in the camp, sitting around the fire, drinking coffee and whiskey, looked up.
What the hell was that noise?
Wallace Olinger, the brother of the man Kid shotgunned to death in his escape from jail, dropped his coffee cup and grabbed for his rifle, leaning against a nearby tree. Falcon, pistol in his left hand and rifle in his right, raised the carbine to his shoulder. The first shot took Billy Matthews, catapulting his body into the campfire. Skurlock rode towards Olinger. Olinger's second shot hit Skurlock in the side, cutting a shallow groove through his flank. Skurlock didn't flinch at the burning in his side, but took aim and thumbed back the hammer on his Colt Army 44. Olinger staggered back, but continued to fire until a bullet from Falcon tore through his lower jaw, shattering it, sending teeth and blood flying. Brown twisted in the saddle. The molten lead buckshot hit John Beckwith just below his buttocks, tearing his left leg off the thigh. He sprawled on his face to be trampled as Brown's horse ran right over his writhing body. Skurlock saw John Long, the man who had set fire to McSween's house, and gave chase. Unable to reload with his mount galloping at full speed, Skurlock rode up next to Long and pulled a bowie knife out of his belt. He slashed out backhanded with the razor-sharp blade, cutting a long gash in the side of Long's neck. Middleton's shot hit Buck Powell in the left temple, blowing a piece of his skull the size of his fist into the air. Falcon booted his carbine and filled both hands with iron. He blew three more men to hell, taking a bullet himself in his calf. He slowed Diablo and wrapped a bandana around his leg to stop the bleeding, then joined Middleton, Brown, and Skurlock at the edge of the camp.
You men had enough for now?
Skurlock surveyed the scene. There were at least 15 dead, 4 or 5 severely wounded. A couple of men had managed to make it to their horses and had escaped.
Yeah, I've got no stomach for shooting wounded men.
Let them live or die on their own. I ain't planning on putting them out of their misery.
That's Vamoose! We're finished here.